Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Stoke Source Radio program. Thank you so much for jumping on. If you click the link in my bio, or if you're just listening to a non-radio today, then I want to thank you. You are icecasting from anonradio.net, where many other great hosts and DJs are on this platform. Today, as every week, we have a few songs. And they kind of spawned out randomly across the years. Some are new, some are old. That's okay. It is very okay. And me lately, I've been working. Last 2 days, I've been working out, painting. I'm not an artist, but I did paint some things. You know, you have those like hopscotch things on the ground in schools, like primary schools. You have those games that are painted on the floor that kids can play. Basically, I was working with a friend doing that for 2 days, and now I'm back. Now it is Tuesday, and Queensland has just gone into a 3-day lockdown. Apparently there's some cases here, there, and everywhere. I'm honestly not very worried at all, but that is a conversation for another time. For now, this is Stoke Source Radio. Thank you for jumping on. I would love you to contact me if you have anything to say. I've got an email address. I've got Instagram. You can find me. And in other news, you might remember me saying on the show last week that I was so impressed by David Byrne, the lead singer from Talking Heads, because he could pump out a whole album in 2 weeks, mixed and mastered. You know, with people working with him, of course, but still, it's like, who says songs have to take months and months and months? And so I kind of changed things for me. I was like, damn. And so a friend of mine, Matt Johnson, who goes by the name of Rojo 2, sat down in my little studio. It's just a room with some speakers and a MIDI keyboard and a desk and a guitar and a few other things, but it's not a commercial studio by any means. But we sat down and we started making a song, and it was probably like 9:30 at night. And we're like, instead of playing something and going, oh, no, I don't like that, let's do another take, and trying to make it perfect, it's like, I just hit record and I was like, play something. He played something and I was like, all right, we're using that. And then I would lay bass down, or I'd do drums, and then he'd do something, and we kind of just like take turns in adding different parts to the song. And we got to a stage where we could like arrange it in Logic Pro, and we're like, this is cool, like this is a nice little beat. And I decided to just drop a one-liner in the mic and just see where it went, and that's all we had for that night. But I woke up, I was going to bed, and I had all these melodies for the song in my head, and I could see it panning out. And so I was like, I couldn't really sleep, but I woke up in the morning, and the first thing I did was write those melodies down, and that's how the song kind of came about. And Matt came over again that day, and we smashed it out, the song, in less than 24 hours, which was cool because I was like, oh, maybe I can do it. And it's not A grade or anything like that, but he has a little mastering software, so we threw it in there after I had a steady leveled mix. So he put it into the mastering software, so we got a pretty okay sound, I think. It's not my best work, of course, but it is something. And something is certainly better than nothing. I'd rather it be done than perfect. Sometimes, I guess, that's true. But, you know, I think finishing things is big. What's songs worth if they're just sitting on a laptop? Or any art, for that matter. Or anything. If they're just sitting there, it's like, you know, it's like thinking about wanting to do something, or wanting not to do something and then never doing it. You know? It's just because you thought about it, or just because it's there, doesn't make it usable. Anyway, I'm going to play the song that we made right now, the number one first track on today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. You are listening to the Stoke Source Radio program. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. way to the Bubba Show. My way, on my way. My way, on my way to the Bubba Show. Waiting on my world again. I'm just waiting out of space. Man, I think I like it here. I'll sit and watch all.
That is it. On my way to the barbershop, baby. It was a fun track to make. Anyway, moving on. We have, let's have a look. Coffee and TV by Blur. I discovered this on a Mac DeMarco interview, I think. And he was talking about, I know I talk a lot about Mac DeMarco on this show, but it's because I really like him. He was talking about what makes a good music video. And how nowadays people just shoot music videos in a forest and stuff like that. He's like, it's so boring. And I have to agree with him. And what he said, and as an example of a video that did the opposite, which actually made an exciting music video, was Blur's Coffee and TV, because it's this weird story of this milk bottle running away from his fridge, this kid's fridge, and he's trying to get away, and he ends up in all these crazy places in the city. It's pretty amusing video to watch. I really like it. And so this is the song. Enjoy it.
Do you feel
It's really amazing to me how much good music comes out and came out of the UK. It's really, really impressive. And that song also, the chords are so different. It's not just a 3 or 4 chord song, or maybe it is a 4 or 5 chord song, but either way, the chords are so interesting. It's so cool. I really like it. I really like it a lot. I hope you guys liked it. The next one is Age of Consent by New Order. Something about this song that I really like, that you'll hear straight away pretty much, is the drums. They're just crazy drums. And I thought it was a drum machine at first. But then I saw a live performance and he was like fully doing it the way it was on the recording. And I was like, wow. I mean, the drums sound real, but it's just they're so good. They're like really, really good and fast. And also the guitars are very warm, warm sounding. Down, 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 down. Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
I always listen to that song driving. I don't, it's such a cool song to listen to when I'm driving at night or a day or at any time. It's super nostalgic, I feel, for me. It reminds me of last year for some reason. And I had this old shabby van that I used to drive. I mean, I still have an old shabby van, but it's a different one. It was much less sus looking. It was sus, but not that sus. It was brown and yellow. It was an old 1982 Hiace. And I sold it because its engine was just... If I poured money into it, it would have worked, but its engine was just giving me problems. I'd get to a red light and I'd stop like a normal person. And so would my car. My car would just turn off. And then I'd be like ticking it for 2 or 3 minutes, nothing. And then the traffic light would go green. I'd be ticking, dick, tick, and then it would go yellow. And then just as it went, just before it went red, it'd start. And I'd zoom through the light and leave like 40 cars behind me. It was a lot of fun, but annoying. And probably annoying to the 40 cars behind me, but oh well. They'll live. But my car's gone now. Anyway, that song reminded me of that. That time. And so I listened to it so I can kind of live in that moment one more time. It's okay. Next song is a song called Them Changes by Thundercat. I found out the other day that Thundercat plays bass for Herbie Hancock when he goes on tour. And for those who don't know, Thundercat is a new artist. He has a solo project, but he also plays bass on a lot of other people's stuff. Session player. He was a big session player for Mac Miller. And they were good mates as well. But he's a freak on the bass. He's an absolute freak. He plays like the 6-string bass that looks like a Les Paul. It looks like one, but it's just like this massive neck and it's got six strings and it's a bass. And he just goes crazy. As you'll hear in the song. Where he goes crazy. Here we go.
Where were you when I needed you the most?
I love many things about that song, but one of them is that sax at the end you would have just heard. It kind of reminds me of Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. At the end there, you have that sax solo, which is the best sax solo, man. But that, yeah, it reminded me of it. The drums at the start, and they are the same as Footsteps in the Dark by the Fool someone brothers, I don't know. And another person who sampled that song is Ice Cube, and It Was a Good Day. But yeah, those drums are very similar, which is cool though, because he's not afraid. I don't think it's ripping anyone off at all. I think it's just like, it's a drum beat, bro. Just use the same drum beat. It ain't illegal. The next song is Golden Years by David Bowie. Bowie went through so many stages, and that's what I love about him. And this song is a really cool song for me. I think it was John Lennon who said to Bowie. Bowie asked John Lennon, "So what do you think of my kind of rock and roll?" And Lennon said, "It's rock and roll, but it's just rock and roll with lipstick on." And that's, I think that was pretty accurate, because in this song, I think it's quite a prominent, the lipstick in it. You've got the clicks and all these little ad libs that he does. For me, this song summed up that statement of what John Lennon said. So here we go.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Wish upon day upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Golden years.
And that brings us to the end of episode 7. This is the Stoke Source Radio program. You are listening to me, Julian Munyard. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you have, then I would recommend you tune in next Tuesday at 6 p.m. AEST. And if you're not listening to the Stoke Source radio show, is your radio even on?